but they can't teach them. The Jews, you go to Jesus. The only condition, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Al-Tarsa, Madanullah Fuyudam, says, and it is for this reason that we have to go to Ahlullah to correct our lives, even before coming Hajj Umrah, to be in their Sohbat company. So, and Khadim Khas, they were so close, but they didn't get Khilafat. And we saw with our own eyes where Hazrat, a lot of visitors, mashallah, used to come. Then whole long line of all the mihman, Ramzan Sharif, who should make Musafa. And it looked to us that Hazrat is sleeping, so when you know he is, even if you didn't visit him, a lot of respect, honor, whatever you have in your heart for him. So that is one thing that when you are standing there, Hazrat, our Shaykh, the Ahmad Barakatuh, says, make this muraqabah that Allah's rahmat is coming down in huge torrents. And that all Allah's creation tell you that Allah is the creator. But only, unfortunately, the eyes of our hearts are closed, so we don't see Allah. Otherwise, everything. Yeah, in the haram, so many people, different types of people, all coming. This all points to the, and the greatest proof of Allah's existence. This is a Badu, a Balija, who came to Roza Mubarak, and he said this poem. Everyone liked it so much that it's written on the on top there. On the Ya Khayra Man Dufinat Bil Qa'i'a Adumuhu. Oh, you who are the best. Fatab min Tibihinna Qa'u wal Akamu. Then very blessed has become all the other types of sand. فَقَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِ الْقَاءُ وَالْأَكَمُ قَاء and أَكَم are two types of sands. That sand which is قَاء, which is touching the body of osity. Allah Akbar. لَيْلَاكَ مَا صَلَّيْنَا وَمَا دَرَيْنَا. Had it not been for your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we shouldn't have been making namaz. We shouldn't be Muslims. We shouldn't have been created. لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. For because of you I created the creation. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali should say, it is like immediately you have put yourself between two Kareems. When you said Allahumma, Allah is there for you. So to say, Allah is there, Allah is everywhere. But Allah's special rahmat is now right next to you. Salli is your work, you're sending Allah and Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should advise that on every step read Durood Sharif. You just try and have all the time Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And just try it, little bit, practice it, it will come. And read it 100 times, you didn't really spend. You spend small little money of this dunya, which is also time, which, and dunya's money is like fake money. We akhirat it won't have value, it can't help you. And in return you're getting real money, which is going to help you in dunya also. All your nakis help you in dunya also. We don't realize, but sometimes there is a Taba radiallahu anhum wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shortest durood that has come in the Hadith Sharif was sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. So we should try and read this. Otherwise, mashallah, this now when we are free, try and read proper nice. The Durood Ibrahim, think that in winter, the taste also you can't, haven't got words to explain the taste. To eat it, you've got your tongue. But to explain the taste, you haven't got a tongue. But if he tell he doesn't drink himself, he won't get the benefit. He can get the sawab for it, can get the world's praises for it. No waswasa. Like we will think, I made my whole namaz today, 100%. But the namaz you made, you got no waswasa, no other thoughts in your namaz. That's the namaz of Jews and Christians. To understand this, Hazrat Maulana Shah Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, one should look for some other place. So as long as you're getting wasawis, inshallah there is something. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba complained about wasawis, they said, Dhaq al-Iman. That is the proof that you have got Iman. That is where Shaitan comes to rob a person. Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.
Of akhirah. In other words, your eyes are on dunya. You are thinking of dunya, making our living here, having a house, business, everything. We are worried of dunya. But Allah Ta'ala says, no, your object of life is the house of akhirah. You have come in this world not to live here forever. You have come here to end their life, they didn't die. Other people, one time heart attack and he's dead. So it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So mort, death has been created by Allah Ta'ala and it is in the control and command of Allah Ta'ala. And hayat, life also. It isn't just that husband and wife meet and they have a child. Just worried having a beautiful house, mansion, car, big income. Just worried about dunya. No, we have come to die. We are living also to die. Just like we don't live to eat. We eat to live. Our object of living is not to eat. But our object of eating is so that... But we are not preparing for that life. Where we are going, if a person is going for Umrah, he's going in Jamaat 4 months, he's going for anything, he prepares for it. He sees to his passport, he gets his ticket, his visa, packs his bags, all his necessities, he sees to it. And we're going for...
Very great and auspicious son, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, whom like father, like son, also had very, very great qualities. Allah refers to a particular instance in his life, and that was that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam led to jihad and spreading the word of Allah Ta'ala very, very greatly. He gave his everything, became unmindful of. He was so engaged in this ibadat that he forgot the other ibadat and the sun set. And from here also a great lesson is learned that the real ibadat is really what we know as ibadat. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, etc. So that is what is required. A person who saw such horses were brought in front of him to choose from. And then he became so engaged in looking at the horses and he termed it as dunya. The preparation for deen he termed as dunya. And deen itself, and that had he had become unmindful of. So this was very reminiscent as in the battle of Ahzab. Yeah, that is those horses, which was also ibadat. But the actual ibadat, zikri rab, the zikr of Allah, the actual remembrance of Allah, I gave preference to looking at the horses over going out in jihad and making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala until the sun set. So then he became conscious of self in any way whatsoever. Namaz after namaz we must, and we don't even feel it. We don't even make tawbah and istighfar. Even if a person makes qaza of his namaz, he still has to make tawbah and istighfar of missing the namaz on its time. Just making the qaza, that is, he has covered it up, but he must still ask forgiveness that he did not tell him, say, inshallah, but still he forgot. The result was that none of them conceived, besides one of his wife, and she also gave birth to a child that was deformed, that was not formed properly without hands and legs. That Allah Ta'ala is referring to here. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا سُلَيْمَانَ اور ہم نے جھانچا must be recited. InshaAllah must be very common on our tongue, not only in the heart. And if it's not on the tongue, it's a great sign that it's not in the heart as well. So Sulaiman alayhi salam forgot one InshaAllah, and what hopes he had of 100 boys being born, only one deformed child was born to him. And that nobody after me has such a government. فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحِ پھر ہم نے تابع کر دیا اس کے ہوا کو. We made the wind subservient to him. Wherever he wanted to go, in a little while he traveled that distance. Without that lightning horses, without that he reached much more faster. That means he was sincere for his shayateen. So they were fastened and they used to listen to him and were very obedient to him. هذا عطاؤنا, یہ ہے بخشش ہماری. This is our reward. When a person turns to Allah, and all this is that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, like his father, ثم اناب. Ibadat, which is foreign ibadat, we must not forget the actual ibadat. And when a person is sincere, he wants to make the word of Allah travel in the world, Allah will make means for him, and Allah will take his word throughout the world.